אה, זה די לגמרי עיניים. המשקובי בעלילה, סיני כלל הדובה. מקרא החוילי רחמון הנצלון. מקרא החוילי, אף שלא יחוסה כלום בכל חושב, even though there's nothing wrong with his חושים, אבל ביקן, נופל המשקו, sometimes a person gets bedridden, hasn't got another broken leg, another broken arm. He's a חוילה. החוילה רחמון הנצלון. So what's the pshat? הוא בפני שניתן בתולדו של עודו מידס אהב. Boyin shleinam built into every person a midas ahava. Okashe nechla midas ahava, and when the midas ahava becomes nechla, becomes sick, kamei ma'akosav shechoyla sahava ani. So by ahava it's shay choyli. See why? So when a person the midas ahava is nechla, oh, is neifel mishkov. Then he becomes bedridden. Kshu miskaven ba'atzmei lahachzik ahava leboyer yizbarach. When he's miskaven to be machzik to hold in the ahava to Hashem. Oz Yokum Michalyov. Then he'll get up. Oz Yokum, then he'll get up from his Choyli. Ubachala Sheyifne, Heim Beshvokim, Heim Berchoyvois, Yire, Lehapech, Kolahavas, Ukhalatayvis, Leboyis, Borch, Lemokim Hashem Isham, Lukho, Zoysahava. Oz, let me explain a second. Leon, Zeu. So Zeu, Perish Akosov. Hamishkovi Balayla, Shu Chashchus. ביקשתי להשיג את האהבה נפשי ולא מצאתי בני שנחלו האהבה האהבה became sick ואחר כך אהבתו את הקומונו הסתודף על ידי שהחזקתי באהבה סבוי יסבורך אז מחזיק, אז holding on in the אהבה סשם והסויבו באי בשווקים וברחוי בויס עד שמצאתי שהאהבה נפשי until I found the emistic האהבה אחזתי grabbed onto it ולא יפנה ואומלי ודעת שהאהבה יוסיב אל בייס אימי ולחידו אירוסי שהוא מקור האהב so what's the עמק of this he's saying over here big סוד that אהבה it's a פסוק that אהבה has to do with חוילי so what's the סוד it's a big סוד over here because the word of חוילי is it's like a Yaakov's day to day Yaakov is Teferis Teferis is Rufuah Teferis is Rufuah right you look on the Yud Kevavke and Rufaino of Refi Choyla Am Yisrael And the nikud is the nikud of teferis. Why? Why is teferis? Because choyli means something steps out of line. Something, everything is misodai, everything is informal, and there's no choyli. Choyli is always when something is mispashit, something goes out of the ordinary, out of the shura. So that's pshat choyli. The chilin between ava and yira, and the maila and the chasaron of each one is that yira as a maila, taka yira doesn't go out. Yira means the person's scared, he doesn't take a step out of line. That's Yira. Ava, Ava, Beteva, Chesed. Ava, Chesed go together, right? So Ava, Chesed, is the whole son of Chesed is to be, Ava is to be Mispashit. Right? Ava is Miloshan Hav, Hav to give. Ava is a Hispashtus outside of a person himself. Yeah, the worst Ava is a Chesed. And the Znus is called Chesed in the Pasuk. Ishash Yishkach is a Choyse Chesedu in Vayikra Peikhov. So pshat is that the whole Indian of Ava is his pashtus me'atzmoy to outside of him. Such a thing as shaykh to choyli. But there's a maila to the Ava. Ava is the hechste midah. Why is the Ava the hechste midah? Because pshat is there's a lot of inyanim in the bria that need tikkun. And the midah of Ava is a midah where a person stretches out to people, to netzoytzes, whatever language one's talking. You lock the door? So Avam just means Ava is an Indian of Hispashtus. But then there's a Sakona, and the Sakona is when Ava becomes Nechla. In other words, Kolzman, the person is Mispashit, but he's still got the Shoresh, he's still in the Shoresh. So Mela, however far the Ava will go, but he's still Kashur to the Shoresh, that's a healthy Ava. But Mitzad the Teva of Ava, seeing the Ava's Mispashit. So we were discussing the idea. Such an idea that Ava is a hispashtus. Love, Ava is something where a person leans out from himself and goes beyond himself, goes outside of himself. Yira is when you stay inside of yourself, you freeze. And Ava is when you're mispashtus outside. So that's why the Indian of Choyli comes from the middle of Ava. And so the Pasuk Asher Hashirim says, Shechoyla sahava oni. Because the Indian of Choyli is an Indian where a person goes out, he's mispashit, he goes out. Kozman, everything is in its place, then there's not shaykh a choyli. In other words, Kozman, everything is in its place, and nothing's interfering with anything else, not shaykh a choyli. Safarna says on the Pshat, in Nesanai's Brisi Shalem, right, Pinchas became Elyonovi, and what was the Scha? The Scha is they never died. Right, he became Elyonovi. What? How's that merumis in the words Hini Noisnes Brisi Shalom? So Sfarna says that every person, every limb, as long as everything's in place, he doesn't die. It always, whenever something goes out of place, so that's when Choyli begins. Right. So therefore, Kachvokim and Brochi Noisnes Brisi Shalom, that every part of him will be B'Shalom, all his limbs, everything will be B'Shalom. B'Shalom will mean that everything will stay in its place, everything will live in harmony, nobody will take the other one's place, and then all the limbs will be b'shalom, and that's how a person will live forever. It's only when something is mispasha, goes outside of itself into something, somebody else's tchum, that's when choyli begins. So the ava, the mid of ava has that natiya, to move, to step out of oneself, right? Ava is to have, to give, to belonging to somebody else. So therefore that's why choyli comes from ava. Yaakov Avinu, we said the mid of Teferis, which is the Shpizin of Yaakov today. Yaakov Avinu, he said in the Shemone Esra on the Yudke Vovke, the Nikud, the vowels of the Yudke Vovke, on Rafaeinu Keneged the mid of Teferis. So Choylam is Keneged Teferis, right? At Slachlanu is the mid starts Chesed. At Achoinen starts from Pasach Tzchochma Shibenu Bina Slachlanu Chesed. Revonyenu is Gevura and Rafeinu is Teferis. Teferis is connected to the mid of Yaakov. What's the mid of Teferis? The mid of Teferis is Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is called Yaakov. What's Teferis means? Beautiful. How do you make it beautiful? If you got a black and white and you make them together, it's a beautiful painting. Just one on its own is nothing. If you got a mixture of a few colors, but nevertheless they're all in their place, where a unison of together, a few colors, if everything fits in its place, that's the mid of Teferis. That's called beautiful. That's the mid of Yaakov Avinu. Avraham Avinu is Chesed. Chesed is Kulei Spashtus. Yitzchak Avinu is Kulei Gvura. Kulei Gvura means he doesn't move out of himself. Right? He didn't go out of Eretz Yisrael. He wasn't Makar of people. Yaakov Avinu is the mid of Teferis. In other words, Yaakov Avinu, he's got the Koyach, where he's got the Chesed, he's got the Ahava. But nevertheless, he also doesn't leave his Makar. That's the Nakuda where he doesn't leave. Where he doesn't leave his Makar. So he moves out of himself. Yaakov Avinu traveled, he lived with love on. Yaakov Avinu lived, interacted with more people, Kilu, in the way that Avraham Avinu did. Yaakov Avinu lived in the base Lavan. He lived mamish there, but nevertheless, Yaakov Avinu doesn't go out of his makor. Even though Ava means you are mispashet, but he's mispashet in a way where he hasn't left his makor. Right? Clear? That's the word of Yaakov Chevel Nachalosei. It says that Yaakov Chevel Nachalosei. Chevel is a rope. In other words, when you're holding somebody on a rope to somebody, so then you can let him go. You can let him go. He can go as long as he's holding onto the rope. As long as he's holding onto the rope, so you can let him go like a dog. They have these today where you press something and then it unleashes and the dog can go a mile. But a maestro, as soon as the owner wants him back, he presses and the dog gets comes all the way back. Beginner with a chevel. That's the beginning of Yaakov Chevel Nachalosei. Yaakov Avinu is the mid of Teferis. Yaakov Avinu is the refuah. Yaakov Avinu is Teferis, and Teferis is the mid of refuah. Which means that Yaakov Avinu is the koyach, where Taka, he's got the chelik of Ahava that Avraham Avinu had, because Teferis is Chesed and Gevurah together. So he has the Ahava and the Chesed that Avraham Avinu had. So therefore that makes him, he's mispashet, he goes out, he lives with Lomon, etc., etc. But nevertheless, he doesn't leave his Makar. That's healthy. That's called the refuah. That's called the refuah. And that's what the Heilige Gemara Naim, is saying over here. When the Midas Ahava, which is naturally a Midah that's mispashit, so it goes out of itself, when that becomes ill, when that becomes sick, so to speak, so Oz Neifel Mishle Basim becomes ill. So what's the refuah? V'chol ha-she-yifne, heim b'shvokim ha-rechoibes, when you're in the streets, you're in the marketplaces, you should see, l'hapich kol ha-ahavas v'chol ha-tavas le-boyer yizborach, le-mokim ha-shem yishom luk-chazois ha-ahava. Why does the Rebbeinu Shalom make a person have the mid of Ava? Because the Rebbeinu Shalom wants the person to interact, wants the person to be mevar, wants the person to bring kedusha into the world. The person with the yira stays in his place, and nobody's nana from him. The person's got Ava, he's takim mispashit. He goes to the shvokim, he goes to the rechoyvos, he's mispashit. He goes out of himself, even though he belongs. in the sukkah, he goes out of himself. He goes to the shvakim, he goes to the rechoyves, and from there he picks up all the avos, all the fallen avos, and that's how he's mad at them. So avos are married to kamida, but a person can get ill from ahava. Because he's going out, and therefore when he's going out of himself, so then he can get ill. Getting ill means that then he can fall to avas, and he can the ava can fall because it loses its memory of where it's from, where it comes from, its makor. It's gone too far astray. So therefore, when a person goes in the shvakim erachovis and he's mala all the avas, so that's the refuah, that's the bechina. V'zeh perish hakosav amishkavi ba'aleinu shu chashchos bikish lahasig es sha'ava nafshi v'lem etzasi. The emesek ava is the avas Hashem. We'll discuss this when we get to sukkah. V'lem etzasi v'nei shenech lo ava, because the ava became sick. V'chal kach akumo no al yidei shechzakti ba'avas avoy yizbarach. Oh, but then, what's the refuah? The person realizes that the tachlis ha'ava is to use the avas Hashem to be mispashit and to bring avas Hashem. And then, v'asoy v'mei b'shvokim v'choyvas ad sha'ava ad shematzosi sha'ava nafshi n'nachazdi v'l'arpenu ad sha'avesi v'l'beisimi v'chei derosi sh'makoyer, which is the makoyer of ha'ava. So it's a gewaltig azach. The person has to realize that this is the sod that she's going to explain now of learning Torah l'shma. Why is it the start of learning Torah Lishma? Because a person can learn Torah, and he can learn Torah for reasons kilu outside of what the main purpose of learning Torah is for. And that's why the person learns Torah sometimes for skills, sometimes for this, sometimes for the other. He's beating the whole purpose of Torah. That's not why he's learning Torah. A person's got to learn Torah and Lishma, the Shechina Kedosha, to elevate the Shechina Kedosha. Because every part of the Bria has Torah in it. Hashem created the world with 22 letters of the Torah, so every part of the Bria has Torah in it. So when a person is learning Torah, but he learns Torah L'Shem L'Shma, so whatever, any area of Torah that he's learning, he's Mala, he's elevating all the Elikus and all the Shechina that's connected to that part of Torah that can be anywhere in the Bria. There is a part in the Bria of the Torah that we're learning now together. It might be in China, but it doesn't matter. When a person learns Torah, L'Shma, L'Shem, the Shechina, so as he learns, he's bringing up the Shechina from that Mokim of the Torah, which he's learning now, where that person, that part of the Torah represents. Every chelik of the Torah belongs in a different chelik of the Bria. So a person's got to learn Torah. A person who learns Torah Shalei Lishma, so that's like a choyli. What's a choyli? It's out of place. In other words, he's taking the Torah, but he's taking the Torah out. He's taking it and he's mispashed the Torah into other cheshboinus, and he's losing out on the main nekuda. See, that's the same thing. That's a fallen ava. That's called Torah Shalei Lishma. The tachlis is that a person's got to realize. That's why by Ava Rabba we say, by Ava Rabba, when we call Brunshal, Ava Rabba Avtonu, Aboyche Ba'am Yisrael Ba'ava. Then we ask Rabban Shalom that we want to learn Torah. Horin Einu V'Sosach, we want to learn Torah L'Shma. Because the tachlis of Torah is that it should be an Ava to Kedusha. The tachlis of Torah is that Chas V'Shalom, we shouldn't learn Torah and take the Torah away from its makor, because then that brings choyli. Take something out of its makor, that brings choyli. We want to learn Torah in its makor. We want to learn Torah for the sake of the Shechina Kedusha.
Would Rabbi say that by learning Torah Lishma we gain skills? Like we should be learning?
Yeah, that
we
shouldn't be learning for skills. Chas v'shalom. But skills of other skills is something that comes. It's useful, but it's not chas v'shalom. It's not the tachlis of learning Torah. Tachlis of learning Torah is to be dovek to Elikus, is to be ma'ala the Shechina Kedusha. Every word of Torah is elevating the Shechina Kedusha. That's the only reason why I'm going to learn. So it comes a Rabban Shalom enables a person to makes it easier for him the more he learns. But that mustn't be his cheshma bechlal, bechlal, bechlal. Chlal, bechlal, bechlal. Because that's mamash shalai l'shmo. That's what he's saying. Hine yisboin in ha'odom, shekol ha'olam nishtachle b'chov peis oisis ha'toyr. Person's yisboin in that the whole world was nishtachle, the whole world was created, like, from the chov peis oisis ha'toyr. Ki b'rais ha'bar ha'kadosh baruch ha'alma, u b'kol ha'bruim, niten ha'nakuda l'hasag l'kus yisbarach. Right, and all the bruim, there's an akuda to be masig ha'kadosh baruch hu, ha'kashah melamed oichas b'toyr ha'shem, toyr l'shmo. And when a person teaches, you'll soon see how this, when a person teaches somebody Torah, but he teaches the Torah Lishma, you'll soon see the different effect it has on somebody who doesn't teach Torah Lishma. Somebody teaches Shalai Lishma. So shemalamet oiches b'toras Hashem tor lishma, which is the shem hey ilah, which is lishma the shem hey, which is the same the second hey of the yudke vavke, the shem of the shchina gnoisha. Azu mechayes anakuda who moitzi leor asogas talmida merape oisoi. Somebody doesn't enjoy learning, or somebody doesn't see the fire of or of learning, he's sick. Why? Because he's learning, but he's learning out of the makor. And if he's learning out of the makor, that's a choili, that's a sickness. That's a sickness to learn out of the makor. In other words, to learn and not to feel the dveikus, that's a sickness. So somebody who teaches somebody, so therefore there might be somebody learning, but he's learning, like let's say a Talmud, and he's learning by himself, and maybe it feels dry, it doesn't feel the shechina kadosh when he's learning. And then somebody comes along and he teaches him lishma, the Shem Shemayim, suddenly he finds in that Talmud the Nakuda that Talmud was missing. And then, what happens? Then he brings the Talmud into the Makor of the Torah Lishma. That's called being Merapa the Talmud, that's called healing the Talmud. Understand the Sod? It's a big Yisod over here. A person can be learning and he's sick in his Torah, he's sick in his Torah. He's choyli in his Torah because he's missed the whole point.
It's not Lishma.
Not when it's not Lishma. And that's what he said before, like Av is a midah that takes a person out of his makor, so to speak. It's mispashed outside of himself. So a person can sometimes learn Torah out of the makor bechla, and he's not being dovak to the makor. So then he needs to be zoichet to somebody who's going to teach him Torah lishma, and then by teaching him Torah lishma, in addition to what he's teaching and to what he's explaining in the pash pshat, what's more important in that Rav that's teaching him is the lishma that the Rav's teaching him. And what is that caused by the Talmud? That the Talmud could have learned the same thing from another Rav and he wouldn't feel the shchina. He'd say it, good pshat. But when he learns Torah from somebody who's teaching him lishma, so then he feels a certain shchina, he feels a certain likus. In other words, it's not the gishmak of vort that made him excited. He felt that the shchina is there in that vort. That's Torah lishma. So the Rav is merapa the Talmud. So really, a Rav is a doctor. So nobody has to go to medical school anymore. He takes smicha instead. Then you become a doctor. Qualified. Mara Naim will give you a qualified certificate. Oh. So kshem lamed oichas v'toras Hashem toy lishmo ozu mechayes anakuda v'moitzi le'or hasogas talmido y'merapa oisoi. And that's pshat what we say in the Hilgah Hashem in the Hoidu on Erev Shabbos. Kol oichel tesayv nashoy oichel is vayoshen vayechzus vayechzus elakim vayechelu. It's a lotion of hasoga, to be masik something. Tesayv nafshom habakshi tzaku el Hashem tzaku. He brings a raya posit from down here and shaved him that tzaku can also be a lotion of gathering together. Hasifa el Hashem. In other words, when he brings everything to Hashem, yishlach devarei v'yipoyim. So in other words, that's the pshat. So a qualified rav is somebody who's ma'ira than a kuda, somebody who gathers together. The whole world is full and right shalol lishmos. Right, there's more shalol lishmos in the world than there are shalol lishmos, because everybody. I mean, a lot of a child is learning for a candy. He's a bit old. He's learning his bar mitzvah pshetel. You know that he shouldn't be embarrassed. And there's more shalol lishmos in the world. There's a lot of full in Torah. There's a lot of Torah that's out of the makor, so to speak. Comes along somebody and teaches you the Shema, so then he elevates, he lifts all that fallen Torah, which is the Shechina, which is the Shechina Begalusa, and he elevates it back to the Rabbeinu Shalom.
It's like the Ahava that Rabbi said before.
Just
it's like the Ahava that Rabbi said.
That's right, Mamish, the same Nakuda. That's right, to bring up the Ahava, that's right. Because Ahava, it said, is brings to Choyli. Because Ahava can go outside, Ahava is mispashed outside of the Makor. So that brings to Choyli. So when you mala the Ava, so that brings everything back. The same thing is with the Hilga Torah. A person learns Torah, so there's so much Shaloi Lishma around. Shaloi Lishma means that the Shechina Kedosha is begolus. That means he's learning Torah for covered. He's learning Torah for food. I don't know what he's learning Torah for. So he's learning Torah Shaloi Lishma, so then he's taking the Nakuda out of the Makor, and he's dropping it out around whatever the Shaloi Lishma is. So somebody comes, so therefore that's why somebody comes and learns Lishma, somebody comes to teach Lishma, so then it's not so much even the Torah, the words, but he brought the Shechina back, you feel the Shechina. That's a good, and that's a healing, that you're putting something back into the Makar, and that's the healing process. It's a Noir Diki Yesod. And that's the Pshat, Yishlach Dvarei V'Yipoyim. K'moshik Siv, Hu Adibo Arishon, Shenivar Baikulun, like it says, B'Dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu. Venisrapu afilu ma dvarim shenoflu, and then it's nisrapu him from all the dvarim shenoflu. In other words, the pasuk says, "Bedvar Hashem shemayim nasa." Those kaviyachal rabbanim shleinim is dibur. And all the diburim of Torah come from there. And when a person learns Torah Lishma, or teaches Torah Lishma, it brings it up, it elevates it back to that Midvar Hashem Shemai Nasu. Like it says, Soymech Hashem L'chol HaNoiflim. We know that Ashri has all the letters from Aleph to Tov, but they're all, but there's no Nun. There's no Pasuk we give him with a Nun. Why? Because Nun is Nefila. Nun is Nefila. Yeah? Nun is Nefila. And that's why Nun is Nefila. And that corresponds to all the Madrigas that are fallen. And we want to elevate all those Madrigas. By the way, there's a big sod here in English. If you see that even the English language, right? Yosef Tzadik is Midas HaYesod. What's the Midas HaYesod? Midas HaYesod is the Midah that goes down, deep down, right? And it's there to elevate, right? Elevate, to bring up all the Tzaytas that have fallen very low below. That's why we saw before, early on in the Maranaim, whatever, when we spoke about Yaakov Avinu. So we know that Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov Chevel, as we said before, so he goes like a rope. So he can go very far down because he's held on by a rope. There was a famous story from Ramea Premishlan. The Maestro Ramea Premishlan was a Talmud of the Helig of Hashem, that he had a very, very slippery mikveh, and a dangerous mikveh, jagged rocks to go down. And he, Mamish, used to race down the mikveh. You know, people used to, every hour, to spend a half hour on every step. It was a very scary mikveh to go down. And he just walked down very fast. So they asked him, why aren't you scared? So he answered them, I'll say what he answered them in Yiddish, and translated. He said to them, Halt sich von oben, falt mir nicht hinten. When you're holding on, Milamala, you don't fall the matter. So the Yidden, that wherever they went, they were holding on. They were always dovek to the Makar. So if they're always dovek to the Makar, so they can't fall. That was the beginning of Yaakovinu, Yaakov Chevel Nachlosei. Yosef Atzadik, we know in the Seder of Kavonis, Teferis and the Yisod, right? Yisod is underneath Teferis, because that's Yosef is an extension of Yaakov. In other words, Yaakov goes very far to a certain point. Yosef goes all the way down to the lowest Madrigas, and from there he's Mala them. So Yosef Atzadik corresponds to the Madrigas on the Fulin. He that's why he went down to Mitzrayim. He elevates Madrigas that are fallen very, very low. Right? That's like Rav Shlomo Kalbach has up some Mashiach ben Yosef de Kaneshoma. And he had the Nakuda to go down Mamish very low, and to go down to the Amshinav Rebbe said about him. I just heard this a few weeks ago. Amshinav Rebbe told somebody about him that he didn't go down to Sheol. He went down to places that were lower than Sheol Tachtis to elevate people. That's what the Rebbe said about him. So these are Neshamas Kilo that went all the way down. So Yosef Tzadik corresponds to the Madrigas HaNefulim, which he elevates them. That's why the Chelik of Eretz Yisrael, Yosef Tzadik got, was Shechem. Shechem in English is Nablus. Yeah? Shechem in English is Nablus. Nablus comes from the Lashon of Nefila. Nablus, Nafal. It comes from the Lashon of Nefila. That's the Sherish of Yosef Tzadik. And that's the Bechino of Mashiach ben Yosef. Mashiach ben Yosef. So Yosef Tzadik learned Torah Lishma. Yosef Tzadik, we discuss, is called Mishnah LeMelech. He's connected to Shishu Sidra Mishnah. That's where the Nisyonis of Shalei Lishma come in Torah Shabbal Peh. And he elevates the Torah. He elevates the Torah. In other words, Yaakov and Yosef, we know, one of the things we know about them, their relationship, is they had the Rav and Talmud relationship. Yosef remembers what he learned with his father, the Rav and Talmud relationship. Yaakov Avinu poured the Torah that Yaakov gave to Yosef, is the Lishma Torah, is the Torah to teach Yosef how to be Mala, how to be Mala and Etzaitzis, how to be Mala everything with the Torah Lishma. So that's the chat. Soymech Hashem l'chol ha'neifim. V'zeh k'shle yiskam ha'lemud l'shem dove lo'ilam ha'zeh lo'ilam ha'bo. The person is not miskaven in his limit, not for Olam Hazeh, not for Olam Hazeh. She's even a big madrega. In other words, we would call the person learns Torah because he knows that Olam Haba is Olam Netzach Mitzachim. It's a worthwhile investment to learn the Heilige Torah because it's going to be a long-term investment forevermore. And it's also called Shalei Lishma. It's really a big madrega. Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba. You know, the Talmidim Hashem HaKadosh, they were on such a high level that most of them didn't write Chidushim on Nigla. Why didn't they write Chidushim on Nigla? Because the Darga of Lishma was so great that they were scared that Chidushim on Nigla there would be a hairbreadth of a Shiloh Lishma. But they were the Tzadikim, the G'day Lahadar. In Nigla, the whole Dara was Keklipas Shum next to the Godless and Goinus of the Tamid of Hashem. They were so into the learning, everything they did was so Lishma. The Balatanya, they used to hear the Balatanya saying, Rabban Shalom, I don't want you Gan Eden, I don't want you Olam Haba, I want you. That's called Torah Lishma. And that's how they were elevated, that's how they were ma'ala the door. The door was a terrible door shuffle. When Baal Shem Tov came, he elevated the door, and the generations there after Shabtai Tzvi and after all the Machshema and after all these doors, that they were poor, and they were from the lowest generations, that lowest ebb. Klaizer reached its lowest ebb. Hatshishalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kadisha Mishamaya Helag Baal Shem. And all his teachings are Skalus Melekus, Bitlin Elekus. He brought the whole world back. He brought an ill world, a sick world, back to its makor. And that's why Chassidus, Teres Chassidus, a person feels a chukka to the makor. When you learn Pnimi Satoira, when you learn Chassidus, you feel a moedig a chukka, because that was their whole life. They're all Torah, a Torah that was ma'al at everything. There's so many madrigas on the fooling, and they were ma'al at everything. And they were ma'al at everything back to the shoyrish. Oh, kol zeh kesh yiftach tchilo shar hayiro shu hei tato. That's only when a person that first opens the Shari Yiro, Shuhei Tato, Kamoshik Siv, like it says, Kamoshik Omar Mistral Baal Shem Tov, like the Helga Baal Shem Tov says, Hapach Ba the Kulaba. It's Mishnah at the end of Perkei Avos. Hapach Ba. Mishnah says that, you know, be Mahapach in the Torah, look, go through all the Oirach and the Roichev of the whole Torah Akdosha. The Oirach and the Roichev of the whole Torah Akdosha. Hapach Ba the Kulaba. Hu Ba Sechzi Vesiv. In other words, in that Torah, you'll see, from it, you don't go away. That some choil gvulayam, the Baruch Shalom put choil to the gvulayam. Choil is menashon choil tochel oretz. Shetzorich haroye chalchola rad shaking says that. Shetzorich haroye lekonas liyam achochma. Choil means yira. So first, the person has got to have yira. He's got to shake. And then, in order to enter the Yam HaChochma first. A person hasn't got Yira, then he shouldn't go into Chochma. Why not Ava? That's what we discussed. What leads a person directly to Torah Shabbat, to Torah Shalei Shema? Said Ava. Ava is a midah that's the best midah, but it's a midah that carries a person away. A person gets carried away with Ava. The midah of Ava is the best midah. Ava Sashem, Ava is the best midah. But it's a midah that person gets very carried away with. And then if a person learns Torah with, since Ava takes a person out of the Makor, so then if a person learns Torah with Ava, the Shalei Lishma is very close. So first the person has to have Yira. First the person has to have Yira. And then after a person has Yira, so then he can go on with the Ava. Yira makes sure, Yira means a person's scared. Pshat is, Al-Pi Emes, what's the mid of Yira Shemayim? What's the sod of Yira Shemayim? Pashim Pshat is you're scared to do an Aveira. Why are you scared to do an Aveira? Because the Rebbeinu Shlomo will punish you. Shoyntz, you're scared of a patch. That's a Yira, that's the lowest mid of Yira. But the higher, but the mid of Yira, Pnimius, that's brought down the Heligah Bel. Tanya brings it down in Tanya. The higher mid of Yira is that we're scared to get disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch. That's the mid of Yira. The Emesik and mid of Yira Shemayim is that a person's scared. If he doesn't have Aveira, he's Misrachit from HaKadosh Baruch, he's Misrachit from his Makor. And Yira, by very definition, is a pachad from being severed, from being disconnected to one's Makor. And that's the Emesik of Yira Shemayim. And the Emesik of Yira Shemayim, why a person doesn't do an Aveira, is because he's scared. He knows that the Aveira is Merachik him from Hashem, and Hashem is his Makor. Samela ki imcho makor chaim. Samela feels that Aveira is going to be Merachik him, so that gives him a very strong feeling that he doesn't want to leave his Makor. That's Yira. Once you have Yira, then you can go to Ava. Because Ava means you leave your Makor. And if you have the necessary Yira, so that means that even though you're leaving your Makor, like Yaakov Avinu, you'll still be held on. That's the beginning of Midas Teferis. It's Av Yaakovina, the mid of Avram and the mid of Yitzchak. The mid of Chesed, and he had the mid of Gevura, which means he had the Yira, and he had the Ava. And that's why he was so dovek to his Makor, that even though when he had to leave his Makor, he says to Rabbi Shalom, V'shafti b'shalom aves ovi. Even though he knows he has to live with Lavan, and he knows what he has to do, and he knows how he has to leave the Makor, but he knows L'maisa v'shafti b'shalom. He knows the whole time he's thinking about coming back, because he's so scared to leave his Makor. So that's what he's saying over here. When a person's got a pachat and a yira, he's got the right yira shemaim, he's scared to do an aver because he doesn't want to leave the Makor, he doesn't want to leave his neshama, he doesn't want to leave all the shechina and the lakus that he feels. So then after he has that yira, he can move on, and then he can have av, and then he can leave the Makor, because then he's held on by a rope. Mori de Kazakh. He says, יש שיש איבא לאדם למודה ותפילוסוי שכוח יירס הבוי רבוך רק שברח ממנו. A person has a natural יירס שמיים, but he runs away from it ואין המחזיק בו ולוכן איפה מי שחכמוסו יקדמס לירס חת. Somebody whose חכמה comes before his יירס החת, which is no good. Given shelimudoi lahasag achacham, he just wants to become a chacham. Lo yizgayim by a chacham. Chein lo yechavim belimudoi tefilos el shum dover lo teelos. A person when he learns the Heilige Torah, he mustn't think of his own teelos. He mustn't think of skills. He mustn't think of anything else. All he has to think of is shchina, the man shmo yizbarach. How many times did you say in Rosh Hashanah and Aser Simei Tshuva, lemancha lekim chaim, lemancha, 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 lemancha? Every time before you learn Torah, before you put your tefillin on, before you put your tzitzis on, you sing lemancha, 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 lekim chaim. Ba'av shenisknu atfilas levakish te'elas b'nei odom. Hari tefillas fa'al te'elas. Tadavim for parnosa, tadavim for everything. Tefillas fa'al te'elas. So how can you say that we should think lemancha? I need parnosa lemancha for Hashem. The whole te'elas is only halbasha v'chitzoynis. It's only chitzoynis. Shebechol dove yev shelechas v'pnimiyas kim alidei levush. You can't hop onto the pnimius only through the levush. Chob is balal al mikrei roim. He's kavin a person has to daven chas v'sham. They shouldn't be sick. He has to daven for parnasa. Revanyenu shem mechavim shem lo yisar memenu yizbarach lo yhukra kazois. Ki bechol makim sheshoyer bo yizbarach ein sotem ein pegara. Ve'rotzan abo yizbarach leheitem in evram. V'mal echoides kol haaretz al kein yisbal bekavona zu. He should daven with kavona shismalei kvoidoi v'tuvoi shezer rotzoyne bekavona zabriya. That is the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's an unbelievable zach. And that's be'emes what the sukkah is all about. That the sukkah represents something where all we see is Elikus. We don't see anything else. We're wrapped around and you can't see anything else. All you see is Elikus. When the Klal Yisrael sat in the sukkah for a long time, whatever they were doing, they couldn't think of anything else other than Ruchnius and other than spirituality. Even I'm davening for parnasa, I'm davening for health. And nevertheless, I'm davening leman cha Hashem. Because if you give me parnasa and you give me health, Rabban Shalom, then I'll use that in order to spread your name. Person has to be careful. Not always does he have that koyach, and therefore person shouldn't abuse it, because this whole idea of the kedusha of tefillah, it's not something that a person can feel. It's not something that a person can feel all the time. Klal adovish yirodam bechol avedosish leiskam rak lasis nachas ruach liyitzroi, and therefore it says. So Magid says, "Chol devarav yiu benachas." Okay, so Ben Oisa rotzen oviv pnei nachas ruach fakeret misrachiv dati shel oviv. So that's pshat v'chol. When a person speaks, it should be benachas. Nachas means you should be giving nachas ruach to Rabbein Shlomo. V'zeu v'chol benayich lemudi Hashem. Shel namdim es Hashem zbarach aviyoch lasis rutzoinom v'cheftzom. What does it mean v'chol benayich lemudi Hashem? We're melamed Hakadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, if we do things lishma, then we're melamed aviyoch Hakadosh Baruch Hu, because We want everything we're asking for ourselves is only leman cho HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then we melamed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should give us the parnasa and he should give us the health and he should give us everything, because it's all leman cho. Kamam HaKos, the tzadik moishel, the tzadik is moishel, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is goizer, the tzadik is mevatel gzer. Chei nikro boi naayech v'alochav v'lashon halichav v'chol ha'shoin lochav v'chol yom shemeshan ha'lichosav v'chol yom madrego meshan ha'lichosav. In other words, shoin ha'lochas means not just to learn ha'lochas, but also he changes his halicha every day. He goes up to a different madrego. V'zeru shadarshu alef gimel alef bina goymel dalem gemara Shabbos alef beis gimel dalem alef bina goymel dalem deles lemigar meklum. In other words, alef is alefach alechach v'chochachma. It talks about the union of chochma, bina is understanding Torah. But what's that for? Goymel dalem. In order to be goymel dalem, dal is the shchina kedusha, dal is malchus, the shchina kedusha. Kshemiskavim v'alocha lekashit akala v'chup dal kishutin. That's the chidusha of Levana. Levana is liban hilchasa, because Levana is also malchus nukva. Chos tekabel ha'or ma'or hashemesh ha'meir bo. Okay.